Today's shiur is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Ches. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem's Baruch on Daf Kuf Zayin Amid Beis at the bottom of the Amid at the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Dor Hamabel Elam Chelik Elam Haba. The Dor Hamabel don't have a shin Elam Haba. They ain't Oim the Medin, and they won't get up, they will not get up to have to give Din V'Cheshbon on their sins. Shnema Lo Yodin Ruchi Be'odim L'Olam. Loi da din, they won't have a din, v'loi ruach, and they won't have tchisa mesim. So the way the Meiri explains this Gemara is this Mishnah, the Dor Mabel, they won't get up for tchisa hamesim. That means everybody, after they pass away, when Mashiach comes, that they will have tchisa mesim. And our Mishnah seems to be explaining, says the Meiri, that even though Rishoyim will have Tchias HaMesim, but the Dor HaMabel will not have Tchias HaMesim. And the Tosfos Yontov explains, since their bodies that were given to them by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they use their bodies in a very bad way. For Znus, they use their bodies for Gzela. Tchias HaMesim is when the body will come back. But these people, who the way they acted, do not deserve to have Tchias HaMesim. And the Mashal quotes a Medrash that the Ruach that we all have in the Shema come back after Tchias HaMesim. They will not have that. Lo Yodna Ruchi Ba'adam, that the Shema that we have won't come back to them. Dor Flog, which we're going to be discussing in Mitzvah Shem in the Gemara, as the Dor of that after the Mabel, that they thought that they could hold battle with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu mingled their languages. Here too says the Gemara, Dor Flog Elam Chelik Elam Haba, have no Shin Elam Haba, Shinema V'yofetz Hashem Oysom, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu dispersed them al pnei kol ha'aretz, V'yofetz Hashem Oysom, explains the Gemara, that means by Elam Haza, they were dispersed in Elam Haza, V'en Elam Chelik, and they don't have a Shem HaFitz HaShem, that they lose Olam Haba. Anshi Sodom, the people from Sodom, Olam Chelik Olam Haba Shnema, as the Pasuk says, V'anshi HaShem, V'anshi Sodom, Roim V'chatoim LaShem, they were particularly bad, Ma'oid, Roim, and again explains the Gemara, Roim means that Roim B'Olam Haza, they don't have a Shem Olam, that in this world they were punished, V'chatoim, but even though they were punished in this world, their sin is so significant that they will be punished. They will be punished again for what they've done. From the Chemyama, Elu v'Elu, the Dora Mabel and the Anshes Toim, Ein Oim Demedin, will not come back. Why? Shenemar Al Kain. The pasuk says Al Kain. Refers, says the Gemara, to the Dor HaMabel. V'chatoim v'dat tzadikim refers to the Anshei Sodom, and both of them will not have the opportunity come back. Says the Mashah that they will never have the opportunity to associate with tzadikim under any circumstances. Amaloi, says the Gemara, maybe the pasuk means v'chatoim b'dat tzadikim, ena oim b'dat tzadikim. Maybe they will not ever be given the opportunity to associate with tzadikim. Avol oim dem b'dat rishoyim. Maybe they'll have the opportunity to connect to the rishoyim to be punished for their terrible sins. Dor HaMidbar, the people from the Dor HaMidbar, ein lam chelik olam haba, says the Mishnah, they too don't have a shear in olam haba. V'ena oim dem b'din, and they won't have the schus to get up. Shnema b'midbar zayitam v'sham yimusu divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that they are completely cut off. Rabbi Elazar maleim ha'omer isvli chasidoi karsei brisei alei zavach. The pasuk is speaking about the people who were part of the Dor HaMidbar, and the pasuk says that isvli, that's just they were gathered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the olam ha'emes. But what they will have the opportunity afterwards to come back. And I saw the Mefarshim ask a question. If we think about the Dor HaMidbar was a very great generation. They were the people that saw Kriyas Yam Suf. And as we know, the Medrash says regarding those that saw Kriyas Yam Suf, Ra'as HaShivcha Al HaYom, that a Shivcha saw Masha Ra'ah Cheskel Ben Buzi. They were incredible Madrega. Are these the individual to will not have Ayam Haba? So I saw that the Gemara says that how does the Gemara Masech the Brachas that Yud Zayin Amud Aleph describe Ayam Haba? The Gemara describes it there at Sadikim Yoshvim Vatrisayim Barashayim V'nenim Beziv Ashchina. They live in a glorious life. The Dor HaMidbar, the Dor that saw what they saw and enjoyed what they saw in this world, says the Gemara, they don't have Olam Haba. The reason they don't have Olam Haba is because they already, what they had in this world is equivalent to Olam Haba. They don't need to have Olam Haba. They already had Olam Haba. They already had Olam Haba in this world. Adas Kairach, continues the Mishnah, when we speak about the Adas Kairach, Enasi the Lalois will not come back. Shnamar, V'tchas Aleim Ha'aretz B'Olam Haza, V'yoyv the Metoicha Kola Olam Haba Divrei V'kiva. V'lez Oimer Aleim Oimer, regarding them, does the Pasuk says, Hashem, Meimisu M'chaya, Marit Shoh V'yabo. Says the Mar Tadar Bonim, Dor HaMabo, when we speak about the Dor HaMabo, Eilam Chelik Olam Haba, they don't have a Shir Olam Haba. Shnamar, V'yimach Es Kol Yikum Hashem Pnei Adoma, says the Gemara, V'yimach Es Kol Yikum, means to say Ba'olam Hazeh, V'yimachu Min Ha'aretz Lo'olam Haba, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. So according to Rabbi Akiva, they are forever cut off. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir Omer Lo'chayin, they will not come back Lo'olam Haba, V'lo'i Nidoinim, but they also will not be punished for those sins. Shnem La'yodin Ruchi Ba'odim Lo'olam Din. Lo'i Din, on one hand, they won't be judged again, V'lo'i Ruach, but the Neshama that comes back, they will not have that neshama that comes back. Davar Acher, Leod Neruchi, Shloitei Neshmas, and Chayzus Ladadam. The neshama after Tchias HaMesim comes back to where it was originally. They will not have that opportunity. Rav Nachman, Bayesu Ma'afil B'Shosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Machs Neshama, Slufgar Mesim. Even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will return the neshamas to the people who passed away, Neshmasan, the neshamas of those who are from the Dor HaMabo will remain in Gehenim. Shenemar taharu chashash, that's straw that burns quickly. Taldu kashu chacham esh toichlam, they will continuously be burnt in Gehenim. Says the Gvatar Abon Dor HaMabo loy nizgau el b'shil toiva she. What caused them to do Averis is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so nice to them. Ksibahem, Bateim, Shalom, Ipachad, V'leishevet, Alha, Aleihem. They were living in peace and in harmony. V'ksiv, Shure, Avav, V'leyagel, Tafet, Kras, V'leitashakel. Their animals were able to work. And V'ksiv, Yishach, Gatzoyin, Aleihem, V'yaleidim, Yirakdom. They would send a child, as soon as he was born, he would be able to walk. The animals were able to take care of themselves without anybody needing to take care of them. V'ksiv, v'yisu, b'soif, v'chinar, v'yismuchu l'kol ogov, v'ksiv, yivalu yumein, b'toy, v'shnasem, v'neimim. They lived in a world of peace, harmony, music, v'ksiv, b'ro'el, g'shol, yachtu. And they died without any pain. V'hi garma. And because they had all of these wonderful things happening to them, that's what caused all the problems. Sha'amru, they said, L'kel sumimenu, leave us, they said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'das t'ra'achecha lo'chafatzna, we're not interested in following your ways. Ma shake ki navdenu, or ma noel ki nifkaboy. Why should we serve Hashem? Why should we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Amru klum tzrichu anulu el atipa shel gishamim. All we need you for, they said to Hashem, is for rain that should help while we plant grow. Yesh lanu naharos mayanos, We have rivers, we have streams, Shana Mestakmehen, that will provide us irrigation, and we don't need you, they said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to which HaKadosh Baruch Hu reacted. I gave them so much good. Boy, Machisim, that's what they're using to rebel against me. And that's the way I will punish them. Shanema, as the Pasuk says, Vani Hinani Meva Mabel Mayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Mabel to them. Says the Yaakov, that's why these are specifically the people that were not given Olam Haba. A person who can't appreciate the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us is not a person that deserves Olam Haba. And Rashi explains that their attitude was, we need not rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Mashal explains that what they said was that rain comes from Shemayim, rain comes from the heaven. They said we could survive without rain from heaven. And the way we will be able to survive without rain from heaven is that we'll rely on the earth, we'll rely on the sea and the river and the springs. And they wanted to completely disconnect themselves from relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to them, I will show you that no one could separate. And with the rain that you said that you don't need my rain, because you said the rain represents a bracha, but you could survive without my bracha, I will show you, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that rain actually can represent the klala. And that's going to be how you will have your downfall. Rabbi Yossi Omer continues to Gemara Dar Mabalai, Nisgah El Beshvil, Galgal Ayin, Shadoim Lamayim. They saw Olam Hazeh, and they followed their eyes. Shenemar v'yichlam noshim mikol asher b'charu l'fikachay donos b'mayim. They were punished with water, with rain. Shadayim legalgal ayin, which is similar to the eye. Shenemar nifku, because the pasuk when it speaks about the water that attacked them, nifku kamayonis tohaim rabba v'ruvus rishmayim niftachu, which is the same as ayin. So says the Gemara. Amar Reb Yochanan, Shalosh Nishtar Mehem. There were three rivers, three springs that survived the Mabel. Blua de Goder, Chame Tferia, Ve'ene Rapsi de Biram. These three were left over. And as I saw, the Sefer Etz Yosef explains that before there was a Mabel in the world was a very healthy world. And they didn't need these hot springs in any form to bring refuah. The world after the Mabel was a different world. And part of the world being different after the Mabel is that the people aren't well. And they need these hot springs to make them healthier. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of this, left them these mayonos, which should be a form of refuah. They made it a behema and chaya together. Chaya behema, hakol, and then they had animals mate with a person. Vadim al hakol. Amr, Rababa Bakan of Kulam. Everybody did these terrible things, but they all chazru. They all ultimately went back to only mating with their own. Chutz mitashlumi. There's a bird called Tashlumi that continues to mate with all different types of creatures. The pasuk says, "V'yom Hashem Noach Kates Kabasa Balafnai Balafonai." Amar Rav Yochanan Bar Rei Kam Gol Koychel Shel Chamas. Let's understand how terrible thievery is. Shredar Hamabel Over Al Kol. The Dor Hamabel did all sorts of averus. However, LaNechdem Gzadinim, they were ultimately decreed to punishment Acher Pashtu Yedei Megezel until they did Gzela. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Kimala Aretz Chometz B'pneim V'hinei Mashchisam Es Haretz V'ksiv HaChometz Kom L'matei Rasha Loi Mehem V'loi Me'amonam V'loi Me'hemem V'loi Noich Behem. Amar Belozer Melamed Shezokav Atzva V'makel, that the Chometz stood itself Omel F'nei Kodesh Baruch Hu and stood in Kodesh Baruch Hu V'alem F'an Rebonish Loilam Loi Mehem Ein nothing good will come out from them. Not from their money will anything good come out. And not from the children. There's nothing good could come. Nobody will follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu from them. And therefore, they suggested to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no need to have them. So I saw that many Mepharshim asked the question that we learned and we will discuss that they were also very immoral. And Rayis is more of a serious Aveira than Gezel. So why were they Nechtem Gzardinam? Why was their fate sealed because of Gzela? So I saw a pshat that when there is Achtus amongst people, then Midas Hadin is held back. When we speak about a Rayis, it's a horrible sin, but it's a world where people are attaching themselves to others. That's why the Pasuk indeed calls a Rayis Chesed. But when they do Gzela, Gzela is just the opposite. Gzela is that people don't care for each other and they don't respect each other. It's a world of disunity. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that there's this terrible disunity, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes them. But then I saw a pshat from the Sefer Yagdol Torah. He says that we know, the Medrash says, Ein Bala Rachmim Nogeya B'Tfashas Tchila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't begin punishing a person on his body. He begins with his home, with his clothing, until ultimately he has to punish the person. But he explains, when can HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish a person, his clothing, his home? When the clothing and home that he has belong to him. But at a certain point, here we learn that their clothing didn't belong to them because they were so busy with stealing. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu had no choice but to punish them immediately and first on the Gzela, because everything else they couldn't be punished with because it didn't belong to them. I saw another pshat. There are two words in Lashon Kodesh that seem to be the same, but they're not. Chomos and Gezel. But the difference between chomos is when you steal less than a sheva pruta, and Gezel represents when you steal something which is a sheva pruta. So says the Gemara, they were punished because of they stole pox mishava pruta, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't bring somebody to judgment for less than a pruta. But the halacha is, even though somebody is not judged for less than a pruta, once we're judging him for a pruta, then they're judged even for less than the pruta. So l'nechtem gzadinim al gezel, there couldn't have been anything about the chamas unless there was also chamas. Nothing about chamas unless there was also gezel. The Maral explains that not only were they steeped in gzela, but the gzela that they did was sort of different than the gzela that is normally done. Normally, you have gzela that you could steal from a certain person. When you steal from a person and you want to do tshuva, then you give back what you stole. However, when you steal from the rabbim, there's no way of returning what you stole. Since that there's no way to return what you stole, there was no option to punish that. There was no option, but they had to get punished because they couldn't repair what they did. Says Matan Ber Vishmol, Af Anoich Nechtek Zardin. Even Noach was originally judged to be punished, even though Noach, as we learned and know, was a tzaddik. But the way it works in the world is that when the world, we follow the Roiv, and since most of the world were terrible, he should have been punished. Ella Motzachem Bein Hashem, Shenema Nechamtika Sisim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I regret having created them. However, Noach Motzachem Bein Hashem, V'nochem Hashem, Kiyosas Adam Be'aretz, Kiyosas Rav Dimi, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yofi Asit Shetekantalam Kavur Be'aretz. It's good that I made place for people to be buried and that people don't remain forever. My mashma, how is that understood in the pasuk? K'sivach v'yinachem Hashem. K'siv hasam, where Yosef tells his brothers, v'yinachem Hashem v'daba alibam. V'yikad amri, lo yofa sisi sh'takantalam k'faras baretz. Isn't it good that I created a place for them to be buried? And if they would have been alive, maybe they would do tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually regretted creating death. Ksivach v'yinochem, v'ksiv hasam, v'yinochem Hashem al rosh, adibel asas lamay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochu regretted. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to punish people. It says the pasuk, Elu tardus noyach, noyach ish tzadik, Tomim Hayy b'deroysov. Amar Rav Yochanan b'deroysov, in his door, he was considered a tzaddik. V'loy doros acherim. In other generations, if he was in other places, he would not be considered a tzaddik. Rishlaksham b'deroysov, in his generation, in the generation of Rishoyim, was he considered a tzaddik. And certainly, v'koshkeim b'deros acherim, when he would have been amongst other good people, he would have been even considered greater. So I saw that many Mefarshim asked the question on Rabbi Yochanan. He says, Rabbi Yochanan, why would Rabbi Yochanan be Dayush L'Gnai? Why would he say something negative about Noach if he could say something positive? So Mefarshim explained, because Rabbi Yochanan is the man, the Omer, that says that Noach went into the Teva Mepnei Mei Hamabel. And what is Pshat Mnei Mei Mabel? The Noach himself did not enter the Teva until the rain began to fall. So that's an indication that Noach wasn't so great as well. Whereas I saw in the Sefer, from the Sefer Likutei Yehuda, that Reish Lakish was about tshuva. And Reish Lakish was a person that wanted to teach about the power of tshuva. And that's why he said that even Noach was considered a tzaddik, and he would have been a greater tzaddik. Another pshat that I saw from the Arvei Nachal explains that that the Torah keeps on calling Noach a tzaddik, in understanding Rabbi Yochanan's pshat. The Torah keeps on calling Noach a tzaddik, which we don't normally find that the Torah keeps on calling somebody a tzaddik. The fact that the Torah had to mention Noach was a tzaddik, that seems to be an indication that he wasn't such a great tzaddik. Because were he a great tzaddik, why does the pasuk always have to mention if he was a tzaddik? The Sefer Zichur Yisrael brings a machlokes. The pasuk says, Tzoyer tas l'teva. And there's a famous machlokes. How do we define the words tsoyar tas l'teva? Does it mean a stone, a diamond that illuminated the teva? Or was it a window? Now we know that somebody who is not a tzaddik is not a person that's worthy to see when other rishoyim get punished. So if we say that the tsoyar was a diamond, there was no window in the teva. The reason there was no window on the teva is that Noach is not a person that should be able to see the downfall of the Rishoyim, given that he wasn't such a tzaddik. But if it was a window, that means that he was able to see what was going on. Why was he able to see what was going on? Because he was a tzaddik, and a tzaddik could see the downfall of other people. Another pshat I saw that Noach is called a tzaddik tamim. That word could be said only, that title could only be given to somebody who you could say was good and someone who's not great. Somebody who's a tamim, somebody who does everything with tamimus, that was the question how to look at Noach. The ones that are Darshim L'Shmach say that Noach was a person that went with absolute tamimus. That was something that is perfect. But we know when a person acts that way, not everybody is satisfied with him. And that's why, because as we find at the end of Megillah, when the Torah speaks about Mordechai, when the Megillah speaks about Mordechai, Rotsu L'Roi V'Echov, and that's why Noach Zesh Darshim L'Gnai. Amar Rav Chanina Moshel Rav Yochanan. How do we understand Rav Yochanan's understanding of Noach? Moshel Rav Yochanan Ma'ad Dov Adomei, L'Chovish Shoyayin Shoyos Menachos M'matav Shalchoymetz. If you have a barrel of wine that's kept in a place where they're keeping vinegar, B'Mekaymoi Reich Noidav. In such a place, this wine will give off a wonderful smell, because compared to the vinegar, it's great. Shlomo Mekaymoi, if we'll leave it by itself, it won't be so noticeable. Ein roich enoidev. Amar, to which Rabbi Oshia says, Moshe Reish Lakish Lama Adav Adai Meltzlucha Shal Plaiten, perfume, Shash Menachs Mekam Ata Neifes, that was in a place that had a bad smell. Mekayma roich enoidev, even though there are bad, foul smells, the perfume gives off a pleasant koshkein, where you don't have to worry about that bad smell, but Mekam Abaisim, that the smell will be considered extremely powerful and pleasant. The pasuk of Vayimach is called Yekum Hashel Pnei Adama. So the question is, Em Adam Chata, everything, all living things were destroyed. So ask the Gemara, Em Adam Chata, people sinned, Behem HaMachata, what were the sin of the animals? Tanam Hashem Rav Shuman Karcham, Mashal Adam, the way to understand of, way to understand it is, Mishum Rav Shuman Karchav. Mashal Adam Shasa Chupa L'Bnai. A person made a chupa for his son. Viskan Kamin is Suda, and he prepared a wonderful feast. L'Yom Meis B'Nai. And then his son passed away. Amid Upizas Chupasai. He dismantles the chupa. Amid Kluma Sisi El B'Shvil B'Nai. Why did I prepare this chupa? Because I'm preparing for my son's marriage. Achshu Shemes. Now that my son passed away, chupa L'Amali. What do I need a chupa? So too said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar Klum Barasi Behem Chayiv El B'Shem HaAdam. I only created animals to serve humans. Ach Shesh Adam Chayit, not that a person sins, Behem Chayiv Lomeli, why do I need to have, we don't have to have these animals. And as the Mashal explains, as we're going to learn, some animals exist, continue to exist, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that to continue. Continues the Gemara, Kol HaShecharov HaBeisu, The fish in the sea did not sin, and therefore they survive. And that's why the Ben Yoyada explains we eat fish on Shabbos. The mabul, the water of the mabul, was very hot. It's like Gehenim. And just like Gehenim doesn't operate in Shabbos, the fish who were not affected by the mabul also are the food that we eat on Shabbos. The Sefer Paradis Yosef says an incredible chiddush. He says that we know that the Torah teaches us after the Mabul, they were allowed to eat fish. They were allowed to eat behem of chayim, they were allowed to eat animals. And the reason is because, as we are going to learn, all of the animals in the world survived only because of the fish, only because of Noach. And because they survived because of Noach, that's why they deserve to, that we have a right to eat them. But the fish, as we're learning now, did not survive because of Noach. The mabul did not affect the fish. So they didn't have their kiyum, their existence wasn't because of Noach. And since there was the existence didn't come about because of Noach, the reason that we're allowed to eat meat doesn't apply to them. And since it doesn't apply to them, that's why the Torah says that the Torah did not allow us to eat fish until later by Kabbalah's Torah. Says the Gemara, Darsh of Yosi ben Kisri, Ma'adiksev, Kalo apnei mayim, tekulal chalkosom baretz. Melam shay noach tzadik mechich behem. Noach was telling the people of his time, he told them, do tshuva. Because shall you not do tshuva? HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi leichem as a mabul. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring a mabul. Umakfen nagalaschem. He'll flood you al hamayim kazikin. You'll be floating like empty bottles on the water. Shnamar kalu apnei mayim. V'loid ashloich mehem that you will become the paradigm, klalu chabaya olam, shenamar tekula chalkasam ba'aretz, layifnu derech kramim, lam shayifanim derech klamim. They went they didn't go in a straight way. They went through the kramim to avoid doing what Noach told them. Amro Mima Akif says, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu has such a desire to destroy the world, who could stop him? Amlam pray the achas. Yeshli lahaitzim mekem. There's Mishishelach who exists in the world. Mkei lo nifna derech kramim. We won't stop doing averus. Because they felt that they could rely on the schus of Mishishelach. Darash Rava. Maidiksiv lapid buz ulashta shana nechoin lamade regal. Malamachay Noach tzadik mechich aysam. Noach would rebuke the people. Vamalam devarim shem koshim kalapidim. Things that are as tough as wood that we use to make torches. Vaya revazin aysai. That's what Noach would tell them. And instead of accepting what he said, they ignored him. Amrloi zaken tevazu, and they said to Noach, this teva lama, what is the purpose of you building this ark? Amlam shakadosh baruch hu mevi aleichem samabul. So Noach told them, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring a mabul. Amrloi mabul shema, what type of mabul? A mabul of what? A flood of what? In mabul shleish, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring a flood, a fire, yesh levadav achad, we have something called Alisa Shema that is flame retardant. Mem Shemaimu maybe, if it's going to bring a flood of water, Imen Eretzu maybe, if it's going to come from the water, Yesh Lanu Ashashish Barzel, Shanim Chapim by Mes Aretz, will cover the world with these metal boards. Vimen Shemaimu maybe, to protect us from the rain coming up. Vimen Shemaimu maybe, and if he brings rain from the heavens, Yesh Ladanov Akav Shemai, Vamalai Ikesh Shemai, it's some sort of a sponge, apparently. Amalhem, who maybe Mibein Ikve Regleichem, he'll bring the mabul from your feet, and there's nothing you could do to stop it. Shnema Nochon Lamoid Regal. Tanya Meimei Amabul, Kosher. The Meimei Amabul weren't regular water, rather, they were like Shechva Zera, they were like semen, which are even more difficult to deal with. Shnema Nochen lemoyed regal. Amrav Chazda, Bereischin kilklu, they did the Avera of Znus, and Bereischin Adonu, and that's why they were punished with boiling water by the Mabel. Ksiv Hocha, Vishaychu Amayim, by the Mabel, Ksiv Hossam, by Achashverish, when he got angry, and then his heat, his anger subsided, the Pasuk says, Vachamas Hamelach Shechocha, Uma, Lukamai, Shesha, and v'yihi l'shivas yamim, u'mei mabul hayu al aretz, says, ma'at tivin sh'shivas yamim, what do these 7 days represent? Amar Rav, to which Rav says, the representation of these 7 days are, these are the eilu shivas yamei mei l'shiv m'shuselach. They waited for 7 days for the avails of m'shuselach, la'amdecha, to teach us, she'espedim sh'tzadikim akvanis apronius lovai. The waiting, participating in a hesped of a tzaddik is a way to prevent tzaddik from coming. Says the Ein Elio in explaining this Gemara, that just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu over here delayed bringing the Mabel until they could finish the hesped of Moshe Selach, because maybe during that time they'll do tshuva and a Kadosh Baruch Hu won't have to bring a Mabel, so too is it by every tzaddik who passes away. That the petira of a tzaddik causes all of us to start rethinking what we are here for and what the tzaddik represented. And because that may cause that we should do tshuva, then that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits and sees that maybe he shouldn't bring bad. Another pshat is that a tzaddik protects the people. And when a tzaddik comes up to the Olam HaEmes, therefore at that time, the first thing he does is he's not concerned about himself. He's concerned about the people who are still in this world. And the tzaddik at that time comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have rachmanis on the people that are left in this world. And in fact, the Torah Tumim says if that's the case, even if there wasn't a proper hesped on the tzaddik, that doesn't change what we're learning in the Gemara. Because the tzaddik still, in his in the next world, doesn't care if he had a proper hesped or didn't have a proper hesped. What he does is he davens for the people of the that are still here. Davacha Shivas says the Mashin Alem Kadosh Baruch Hu said the Bereishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the order of the world. Ha'isacham Yotz is Marav. Normally we know that the sun comes out on the east and goes down on the west. In those days the sun came out on the west and went down by Mizrach in order that people should see that there is something happening here and it should cause them to do tshuva. Davacha Shekovel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zman Godel. First HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Noach that in 120 years, if the people won't do tshuva, I'm going to bring a mabel. But still, even after those years ended, HaKadosh Baruch Hu added a small amount of time to give them one more chance these 7 days. Those were 7 days of wonderful life. They were days where we got a taste of Olam Haba. Maybe that they should recognize what they're losing out. And as I saw, the Mashal explains, we go back to the first Mishnah that we began the shiur with today, and the Mishnah says that they don't get a chance of Olam Haba, they don't get a chance for Tchias HaMesim. And they lost everything, and that's why they were told, this is what's going to happen because of what you've done. Says the Pasuk, says, Mikol Behema Tahira Tikach Lach Shiva Ish V'Ishtai. So the Gemara asked, is this the concept of a husband and a wife by animals? Omar Rav Shmuel ben Nachmani, Omar Rav Yonason, who were the individuals that were, which animals were accepted into the table? Only those that didn't participate in any Avera, we spoke earlier in the shir, those were in the individuals, those were the animals that were accepted in the table. Says the Bama no Yodah, how did Noach know which were those animals that didn't do Aveira? Says the Ma'amar of Rachid Shavir Lefnei Teva, Noach passed them in front of the Teva. Kol Shateva Kaltusoi, any animal that was accepted by the Teva, be Yedua Shalai Nedim and Aveira, was an animal that did not do an Aveira. However, the Kol Shain Teva Kaltusoi, any animal that the Teva did not accept, we knew that that animal did an Aveira. Who was accepted? The animals that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the intelligence to know that they should go to the Teva. They were the ones that were accepted. There's a famous verse from the Sfasemis that what saves us in life? Teva. The Teva represents, is another way of saying a word. Kol shateva kaltasa. Anybody who is learns Torah, such a person, teva kaltasa, is saved from all tzoras. That the best Yeshua, the best way to save ourselves from any bad things is by teva, is by connecting ourselves to the words of Torah. And if we connect ourselves to the words of Torah, then we will be saved, just like those who were in the Mabel. Aselcha Tevis Atzi Goifer, explain my Goifer, what does Goifer mean? Amar Rav Ada Amid Be Rav Shila, Zuma Vliga, it's a type of wood. V'amri, and others say it's a type of wood called Gomish. Tzoya Tasla Teva, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yochanan, Amar Lai Kodesh Baruch Lanova, Kvai by Avonim Tevis Umagolius, put in diamonds and stones that give off light, Kidei Shiim Rezulchem B'Tzarayim, that you should have light, you should have illumination in the teva. That illumination is what will help us be able to survive the mabel. Says to survive and see in the mabel. Al-ma'amah t'chalenim ma'alam. Says the Gemara, what the teva was made, that the top was just an amma wide, it was pointy. The bachu d'kaima. And the way to understand the Gemara is that if the Teva had been made as a box, then the rain would hit the box and push it into the ground and cause it to drown. But since it was made on a slope, all the rain flowed down the side of the Mabel, the side of the Teva, and that's how they were able to survive. Says the Gemara, Tachtiyim Shlishim Shnayim V'Shlishim Tana, Tachtiyim, the bottom floor of the Teva was Lazevel, it was where they kept the garbage, and Tsoyim were the animals, and Al Yoinim and the top floor were La'odam, is where the human beings lived. Says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, V'yishlach ha'sa'irev Amar Yishlokish Tshuva Nechachas Hishiva Oyrev L'Noyach. The Noyach gave a fantastic answer to Noyach. And of course, there's a interesting discussion by many Mefarshim. Does a Oyrev, does an animal have the ability to speak? So some explain that Noyach was able to understand the language of the Oyrev. Another pshat in the Gemara is that if he would have been able to speak, this is what he would have said. Another pshat is that we know that every living thing has a sar, has a malach and shemayim. And what the Gemara means to say here is that was the malach of the Oyrev and shemayim was the one that gave this answer. Amaloi, and he said, Rabbach, he said to Noach, Rabbach Sani, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates me, V'atos Sani, and you hate me as well. Rabbach Sani, how do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates him? Min HaTa'arim Shiva. We know that Noach brought from the kosher animal 7. Min HaTameim, from the non-kosher animal Shneim. V'atos Sani, and now you hate me, Shatam Aniach, instead of sending a bird that has 7, that if one something happens and doesn't make it back, there'll still be many left over. You're sending me where there are only 2 of me in the teva. Then if I'm affected by the heat or by the cold, the world will not be able to survive. Oishema, furthermore, he said, do you want to have relations with my wife? I'm a Russia. But Mutali Nesali, during the time that they were, the family of Noach was in the Teva, because there was a time of such tsaris. So as we're going to learn, they weren't allowed to have relations. But Nesali, for me to have relations with a bird, which I never am allowed to, like Koshkein, that certainly can't be what I meant. So what does Tshuva Nitzachas mean? He says that there are people that ask questions. But there are 2 different ways that someone could ask a question. Somebody could ask a question because they truly don't understand and they want to be able to understand. And then there are people that ask questions only because they want to start up with the other person. Says the Gemara, what he did was a tshuva nitzachas. All he wanted to do was best noyach. And that's why he said this tshuva, even though it doesn't. Another pshat I saw is that the reason his claim, well, what happens if something happens to me, is not an issue, is I saw Reb Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal explains that the Gemara says, we're going to learn, Gimel Shimshu B'Teva. There were 3 different individuals who had relations in the Teva, Kulam Laku, Kelev, Oyre, V'Cham. So since the Oyrev had relations in the Teva, they had babies in the Teva. And since they had babies in the Teva, so this claim that there won't be anything left for me is not a concern because you already had children in the Teva. Or Menalan the Nemru, how do we know, Menalan the Nesru, so ask the Gemara, how do we know that Noach indeed was not allowed to have relations in the Teva? The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Uvasa la teva ato v'necha v'ishtecha v'neshei b'necha itcha. The Ksiv, and then the Pasuk says, Tsei ato v'ishtecha v'necha v'shnei b'necha itcha. V'amar Reb Yochanan, the Pasuk says that when they went the men and women separately. When they left, it says, Ish v'ishtoi. Why? Because as long as they were in the Teva, Nesru, they weren't have a relationship. So as we just mentioned, Tana Rabbana Shlosha Shim Shem B'Teva, there were three that had relations in the Teva, V'kulam Laka, and they were all punished. Kelev V'Oirev V'Chon, Kelev Nikshar, that the Kelev, after it has relations with its mate, it can't separate from its mate. That's one pshat that I saw. The other pshat that I saw is that the Kelev Nikshar means that a dog is dangerous and it has to be tied up. And that's why that's a punishment. Oirev Rok, a bird does not have relations like every other, like everyone else. Rather, the saliva from the male goes into the female body by spitting into it. Cham Lok Ba'ira, Cham was black. And I saw that the Mefarshim explained that because Cham saw that the Oirev, Cham saw that the Oirev had relations, that's what caused him to have relations. And that they explain what you think about when you have relations has a direct bearing on how the child that will come out will look. And because the child, because Chum was thinking about the Oirev when he had relations, that's why he had black children. Says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, the Yishlach HaSeyoyna Mi'itoi Lirois HaKalo Mayim. Am Rabbi Yirmiya, Mikan, Shadirosin Shal Oifas Torem Im Atzadikim. He says that when he sent the Yoyna, it says Mi'itoi. When he sent the Oirev, it doesn't say Mi'itoi. And the reason is, because an Oirev is a non-kosher animal, so it was together with all the animals and birds. The Yoyna, which is a kosher animal, a kosher bird, was together with Noach and his family. And the pasuk says, "V'inei El Zayis Ter Befia." Amar Belezer, Amar Yoinel Fnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The Yoinel says to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, "Rebbeinu Shloim, Yehei Mezunai Seich Merurim Kazayis and Mesurim Biyotcha." I prefer that my panasa should be bitter. It should be bitter, but it should be from you. V'ayim Mesukin Kedvash. Rather, they should not be sweet like honey. Mesurim Biyotas V'dam. But I should need to rely on human beings. My mashma, thy tariff lish in the mezainahu. So ask them from where do we see that tariff means mezainus? Says the Gemara, because the pasuk says, hatrifeni lechem chuki. And again, the Kli Yoker explains, it's not that the Yoina actually said this. The fact that the Yoina, after it flew away, chose to bring the Ali Zayas versus everything else, that's the proof that that's what it meant to say. The Tver Shleim explains that this is what we understand, that on Pesach, they used to eat from the Karban Pesach, and all one has to eat from the Karban Pesach is just a kezayis. And we eat the kezayis with meroirim. And what we declare to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yehi Mezun Asayich, I should just have to eat a kezayis. All I want to eat is just the kezayis of the Karban Pesach. But I know that if I have that kezayis of Karban Pesach, which I eat with the meroirim, then I will have everything I need for the entire year. The point he's saying is that, and I saw a Meir Chodesh Tzal asks a question. Noach was so devoted to all the animals and birds in the Teva. And after Noach was so devoted to all the animals and birds, is it appropriate that this is the way he should be spoken to? So he explains that, of course, Noach was very generous in the way he treated the animals. He says, but if the person who's generous, the way the person is generous, but the person who's receiving from that generous individual feels bad about what he's receiving, so you could be as generous as possible, it doesn't change the feeling that that person has. And that's why we say in benching, V'atah tzricheinu l'dei ba'atis bos v'dam. Says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, L'mishpechoysom yotz min ha'teva, Om Rabbi Yochanan, L'mishpechoysom v'loi heim. Says every family left the teva individually, not that everybody in the table was put together. On the contrary, even in the teva, they were kept separate. Amrav Kana, Amalei Eliezer, L'shem Rabba. Eliezer, the Eved of Avram, said to Shem, that Shem, the son of Noach, and the reason he's called Shem Rabba is because he was such a great person. He said, how did you survive in the teva all these months? So he says, it really wasn't easy in the teva. We suffered in the teva. An animal that ate by day, we had to feed him by day. Animal that eats by night, says, Marhai Ziksa. There was an animal called a Ziksa. We didn't even know what is his meal, what does he eat. One day we were, Noach was cutting a pomegranate, and a worm came out of that fruit, vachla, and the animal ate, and that was, we saw that it was anxious to eat it. From then on, what we did was have a gavalei chizra. We would make a food, a bran and water that would form worms, kimasla achla. There's interesting discussion here in the Sefer Cheshukei Chemed. Here we see that they gave the certain animals living things to eat. Wouldn't that be considered tsar bal chayim? So first he wants to suggest there is no tsar bal chayim. Tsar bal chayim is when you cause an animal anguish and suffering. When you just kill the animal, he says it might not necessarily be considered tsar bal chayim. Furthermore, he says, if there's nothing else that the animal could eat, as we see in this case, then it doesn't represent tsar bal chayim. But indeed, if you could feed the animal something else, then he says, indeed, then you should not feed it a living thing, which involves killing the animal which would involve killing the animal, which is something that, of course, we want to avoid. Says Aryeh Ishasug Zansei, the lion was survived because it had a fever. Dama Rava Lebatsa Meshisa Vleitfe, Lebatsa Meshita, not less than 6 days. Somebody could survive off a fever between 6 and 12 days. The Pasuk says, Arishena, there was a bird called Arishena. Ashkhina Abed Gari Besafta Tevunasai. My father found him in his room in the Teva. Amalei Labayas Mizani. And my father said to this animal, don't you want to be fed? Amalei Chazis Chetavet Tirda. I saw how busy you were. Amina Lo Yitzarach. I didn't want to bother you because you were so busy anyway. Amalei Yairavet Lo Thomas. Because you're so generous, I give you a bracha that you should never die. The chol, this bird, it lives longer than anybody else. Amr Rav Chanan Bar Elvoi, Amr Shem Rabba Eliezer, Shem Sat Eliezer, K'yosu Leichem Malachim Mizruch Amarev. When the Malachim Mizruch Amarev attack you, by you, when you went to save light, Atin Hecha Avidasu, what did you do? Amalei, Aysa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Avram Avinu v'oisme miyaminai. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Avram Avinu to his right. V'avashadina afrei, and we would throw earth. V'avacharve, and they would turn into swords. Gili, we would throw straw. V'anigiri, and it would become spears. Shenema, mizma l'dov v'num, Hashem l'adoy nishev l'imini, ad oshas oivecha adoy maraglecha. K'siv, miher memizrach tzedek, yikrei l'ragu yitil l'fon of goyim u'melochim, the earth and the straw became the weapons with which Avraham Avinu was able to prevail over his enemies.